if it is the live Saturday edition of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's normally how the show operates, and it will operate that way tonight here, I promise. But we're going to start things out with a special guest, something we don't do very often on the radio side of things. So, Mark, you've been busily doing a lot of interviews on our podcast. The Mark interview series has been going on.
I'm calling the Edgington Post is what I'm doing.
The, you know, kind of the Edgington Post.
Yeah, I'm making fun of the Huffington Post.
Have you put up a website there yet?
The website's in process.
Okay. So if you want to hear a lot more interviewee stuff with Mark, you can subscribe to our podcast at freetalklive.com. In fact, I think there's going to be one included at the end of tonight's show in tonight's podcast.
That's correct.
As well. But so it's rare that we actually bring somebody on the air on the radio side of things here on Free Talk Live, but now and then we do it, and I like to do it for people that are absolutely outstanding activists. And this guy is one of the top. I mean, this guy, it's hard to beat Larkin Rose as far as level of dedication to liberty. Larkin, you went to jail because you believe in freedom so darn much. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to finally have you here. I talked to you over via email a few, I guess like a year ago, and I asked you to send a few books along, and I handed them out to a couple of our co-hosts, and I never actually got around to reading any of them. I was so embarrassed about that. I emailed you back, and I said, Larkin, I'm so sorry. It's been a year. I haven't read your books. Let's just have you on anyway. And so thankfully, you graciously came and appeared on the show tonight. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, LarkinRose.com is your website. Many of our listeners right now across the country, across the world, probably don't know your name necessarily. It's not a household name, but why should they know who you are? What is Larkin Rose most noteworthy for?
Well, there's actually sort of two reasons, and they sort of interrelate. One would be my involvement in what's had various names over the years, one of them being the tax honesty movement. And what I went to prison for was talking about what the federal income tax laws actually say and very openly and publicly telling the government, you aren't telling the people what the law actually says, and I'm going to tell them what it actually says, and I'm going to abide by what it actually says, and you're not going to like that because it doesn't match the behavior you want out of people, which is people blindly sending you tons of money.
Sure.
And so that turned into a many-year-long saga, which resulted in their prosecuting me, which I asked them to do, which is a little bizarre, I realize.
Are you a glutton for punishment or something?
Well, it was really a matter of, and some people afterwards said, how could you think you were going to get a fair shake from the government or the courts? And I said, I didn't think I was going to get a fair shake from the government or the courts. My only tiny little bit of hope is that I'd get somebody on the jury which presumably is made up of random Americans, who would see through all the lying and cheating that I fully expected the government to do. And unfortunately, most of the time that doesn't happen. And in my case, it didn't happen.
Right. The government has a real fine method that they use to essentially get the most brainwashed, docile, and obedient Americans placed on juries.
Yeah, jury makes good sense. You think you take 12 people of your peers and you get them there and they'll be concerned about justice and all that kind of thing. But I've seen just too many stories where they're not. You know, a friend of mine recently
served. They just want to get out of there.
A friend of mine.
You're a criminal.
Recently served on a jury. He believes in jury nullification and believes the drug war is wrong. And he went ahead and voted guilty after being pressured by the judge. It was amazing.
It wasn't by the judge. It was peer pressure.
Peer pressure by the jury.
The jurors.
Yeah, and I think there's so much of that people, because of the whole belief in authority thing, as soon as people see someone at the defense table, you know, you're 99/100 of the way to prison.
Yep.
Because they think, well, authority wouldn't go after somebody if they weren't bad. And yeah. My trial certainly wasn't unique in this, but it was basically, he's a bad guy. Like, we don't have any actual evidence of a crime. In fact, they kept accidentally admitting that I believed that what I was doing was within the law, which means it wasn't a crime, because of a thing called willfulness with all tax crimes. If you did what you believe the law requires, then there's no such thing as a federal tax crime if you did what you believe the law requires. But instead of proving that, they basically said, well, fine, he believes it, but he shouldn't. I mean, you pay your fair share, and here's this nasty guy, and so it was the whole, he's a nasty guy.
Larkin, they kind of use the Stockholm syndrome that these people are suffering from against you, like, see, he's not paying his fair share, so stick it to him, people.
Right, yeah, and I even talked about that in my opening and closing statements. I represented myself because I knew that my goal wasn't actually to win the case, because if I had won on some technicality or had some lawyer up there who just said, you know, don't say anything, my goal was to expose the fraud the government was committing, which I think I totally did, despite the fact that I lost.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they very much, the government very much emphasized the whole thing of he didn't pay and you did. And I emphasized the point that, yeah, I didn't pay and I told them that and I volunteered to be up here standing in front of you risking going to prison so I could tell you what those guys at that table are trying to do to you. But still, the pack mentality and the authority worship, they're guilty. He didn't do what we do, so he must be a bad guy.
So,
and it was the amount of things that the government had to lie and cheat on was just
sure,
just
and
amazing.
They don't, and they don't follow their own rules. I mean, you spent years of your life, as I understand it at least, looking into their system and their rules, because I didn't consent to them, and I doubt you did either. But you looked at their rules and you ascertained that according to your interpretation of their rules, they don't require their you know, citizens to pay income tax. Is that right?
Right, and in fact, I went out of my way to get meetings with them, not only to say, look, I'm looking up your rules, I'm quoting your rules, I'm seeing what your rules say about who has taxable income and who doesn't. This wasn't a case of the tax is unconstitutional, I refuse to pay it. The people who do that, I completely respect them, that just isn't what I did. I looked at the law and said, hey, this isn't a tax on me. This is a tax on certain people, mainly people who do international trading, but that's not me. But then I went out of my way to say, hey, IRS, I'm over here. Here's what I'm doing. Here's why. I'd love to meet with you. And I, after years, got two meetings with them.
Hmm.
They hemmed and hawed on tape and said, we don't know why it says that. We can't really answer your questions. We'll get back to you.
Did they get back to you?
We'll get back to you. They meant in a few years, we'll send a dozen armed agents to invade your house and steal all your stuff.
Can you stop down for a moment and talk about that? Because that, I remember that part of your story is particularly outrageous.
Yeah, and that really was. The last communication from the IRS prior to this was them saying, yeah, we understand what you're saying. We see what you're pointing at. We see what you're saying. We'll have to get back to you and you know, could come up with a report to answer your questions or something. So there I am thinking, well, the ball's in their court. They said the ball's in their court, so mm-hmm. I'm going to wait. And on May 6th of 2003, it was like 9 or 10 in the morning, there's bang, 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 bang on our front door.
Ugh.
And federal agents, open the door! And for a few seconds, I actually thought it was joking. I thought it was friends of ours hitting us, because we have some friends who would do that sort of thing. But it wasn't. And I was just stunned. I went to the front door, and by then they were already talking about knocking it down. And I opened it and put my foot behind it and said, let me see a warrant. And they yelled something or other and didn't give me a warrant. I said, let me see a warrant. And eventually they forced their way in, and there were about a dozen of them. They went throughout the house, and my wife and my daughter were home, she being 5 at the time. 5 or 6.
I'm going to get the rest of the story from you. Hang on. They stole your stuff and they invaded your home, and there's much more to Larkin's story. We'll share that with you here in moments. More with Larkin Rose. LarkinRose.com, his website. Learn more about him. Take a look at his books. He's got some good ones out there. 800-259-9231. We'll also take your calls for Larkin as well. So if you've got one, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. However, calls for Larkin Rose, our special guest here, will be given priority. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and or video to show that they are indeed listeners of the program. You can head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and get interactive there, see what that's all about, shrine.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Perhaps you are of college age and interested in journalism and passionate about liberty. You can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and even housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship, and placements are right now available for the summertime and fall. Apply for, that's next fall, apply for your summer placement by January 31st at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. As we bring back our special guest, Larkin Rose, he is with us here tonight. And Larkin, can you stay through the whole hour if we get, you know, phone calls and deep into conversation here?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we're talking about your story, which kind of brought you notoriety within the liberty movement because you went to jail because of your beliefs. You went to jail, a federal prison, as I understand it, and we'll get into that experience here in a little bit, but it was because you looked at their rules, and according to your interpretation of them, and you spent quite a bit of time on it, you even wrote a book and made, I think, a movie about this, about their tax laws, that you essentially were saying, look, I've looked at this stuff, I've looked at this legalese, and from what I can tell, it doesn't require most American citizens to pay taxes.
Right.
And then they raided your house.
Yep, and it seems like, well, there must have been something in between, but there wasn't a whole lot.
Well, you told them you wanted to talk to them, you asked them some questions, you showed them what, you explained to them what your understanding of their rules were, and they said, we'll get back to you, and then the next thing that happened was they almost kicked your door in and sent an armed team of federal agents into your home. What happened then?
Yep. So they showed up at my house and scared my wife and kid and me and rummaged through our stuff. They weren't there to arrest anyone. It was a search warrant. And my immediate thought is, what on earth would you have a warrant to search for? Since I've told you all along about my income and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's not like I was hiding something. I went out of my way to say, here's our income. You already know about it. It's already reported to you anyway. So while I'm sitting in my living room with a dozen armed thugs rummaging through my house, and by that time my wife and daughter had gone about their day, but I said, I'm not leaving. I'm going to at least sit here on my couch for 8 hours and keep an eye on them as best I can. And after that began the legal challenge of, I want to see the legal document that some boneheaded judge signed that said, yeah, sure, you can barge into his house and steal all his stuff. Because that legal document under the Fourth Amendment is required to show probable cause that I'm a criminal, that there's some crime here. And I'd just love to see what you guys made up that to trick some judge into saying, there's crime, there must be evidence of a crime there.
Mm-hmm.
And in their usual fashion, they said, no, we don't want anyone to see our document that shows you're a bad guy. And I said, well, that's a little weird. I want it so I can publicize it. You want it hidden. And what it's required to show under the law is that I'm a bad guy. So we went back and forth for, I forget how long, it wasn't long before trial when they finally had to turn it over, and it was basically a list of them complaining about, he keeps talking about his legal conclusions on websites and on radio shows, and that was about it. And I read the whole thing and thought, wait, wasn't there supposed to be evidence of a crime in there? And it was just whining about me talking about stuff.
Wow. So, at this point, Larkin, did you still believe that they followed their own rules?
Oh, no. And I already knew they didn't. Okay. from the beginning. Even their procedural, even their little trivial, obvious procedural rules that I could quote and put right in front of them, they would just say, well, we have different, you know, instructions. Like, in other words, someone's telling us to not follow those. And I said, well, what are these different instructions? Where do they come from? Because what I'm showing you is your own regulations. So even down to the little things, they constantly violate the law.
What did
the big things, they, like the Constitution, they constantly violate that too.
Yeah. What did they steal when they came into your home?
31 boxes of stuff. I didn't even know I had 31 boxes of stuff. Basically, anything remotely related to financial records, despite the fact that we had told them about all our finances. And the fun part was, they stole every copy they could find of the video I made entitled Theft by Deception deciphering the federal income tax.
That and is, to me, I mean, besides the fact that they raided your house without, you know, any sort of real probable cause, that I think is the most outrageous portion of this. I mean, they essentially came in and confiscated your material that had a message that they didn't agree with.
Yeah, exactly. And not only had they never alleged that it was illegal and have never since alleged that it's illegal, they're not saying this is an abusive tax shelter or anything like that. They've never said that it's illegal. But when they showed up, it was already on the warrant. And when I asked him, when do I get the videos back, Donald Perlman, that great fighter for truth and justice, that Nazi pig at the IRS, said never. I said, what do you mean never? The evidence you seize in a search warrant, unless it's contraband, you have to return. He was sent there with instructions, you get those videos and we're never giving them back.
And yeah, it's like, hey, we're going to take your videos and what are you going to do about it? You know?
Right, exactly. Complete Gestapo mentality. Well, apparently they were scared that if they didn't give them back, the court might rule against them. So immediately before trial, they suddenly gave them all back.
Really?
Because I think they thought, you know, the court might not all the way side with us, considering the fact that there's a pile of Supreme Court and lower court cases that say when you're doing a search warrant and you're grabbing something that's First Amendment material that expresses somebody's beliefs, you're allowed to take one copy if you really need to, but that's it.
Not 30 boxes of them.
Right. And I quoted them that in a letter and asked them again on the phone, when are you giving them back? And they said, never. And like I said, eventually they did right before trial. But they obviously showed up with the intent of forcibly stealing the videos to try to take them out of circulation. I mean, they admitted as much.
So, you know, the average American doesn't think this kind of thing happens here in this country. They really, you know, people are incredibly good at shutting off information that they simply don't want to hear. They'll, you're saying that we don't have First Amendment rights in this country? Click, the radio will go off. I mean, the show gets far less entertaining than it was earlier, and they'll start listening to music radio or something, whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, what do you have to say to the average person when they're confronted with this information that, look, the federal authorities are lying to you about First Amendment rights? They'll give you the ones that are convenient to them at the time.
It's an excellent question. We're going to give you time to answer it if you want here in a moment. Hang on, Larkin. More with you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, I've got a lot more questions myself, but I know that you, the listener, may have one or two for Larkin. Probably only have time for one from each of you. So if you want to get on the phones and talk to Larkin, 800-259-9231, tax freedom advocate and liberty hero, Larkin Rose, with us tonight.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, we do have a special guest on the line, so your calls for Larkin Rose will be given priority. And tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us, by the way, online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include live streams. Got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, even the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. You can get details on those. Plus, the Free Talk Live webcam is using a brand new streaming provider. We've kept our old provider, and we've added another one. So now we have two video services that are streaming us on the Internet. This new one is, I think, a little more reliable, and it's been working well so far. So check all that out at listen.freetalklive.com. It's free.
When I was looking at buying gold and silver, it's been, I guess, I started in 2002 looking, and it's just such a maze, a process. Everybody's saying buy gold and silver now, and lots of people are doing it, but I feel like
gold?
Right,
where?
Am I getting these collector coins? Am I buying this bullion? What are they doing? And I think that it's the best thing to do is be able to compare apples to apples. And I set up a website with our syndicate, Midas Resources, to make this very easy. I put four coins that I consider to be good coins that are easy to compare to other places because they're common. These are not collector's coins or anything like that. And you can go over there at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And I guess I can't guarantee that these are the lowest prices you're going to find on the Internet, but I'll bet you that they are. You'll have to do a heck of a lot of research otherwise, and your time's valuable, too. So go check it out at gold.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We have Larkin Rose on the line with us. LarkinRose.com is his website, and not only can you order his books there, but there's also a really great email list that I'm a member of. I think it's the TMDS email list. which you can get to by clicking email list at the top of his website. I love your emails, Larkin. They're so wonderfully radical, and they just warm my heart. Because you're more than just a tax freedom advocate nowadays. Now you're just a freedom advocate, from what I can tell. You seem to be completely fed up with the whole concept of a federal government, and I imagine you'd be somebody who's completely in favor of the idea of seceding.
Yeah, in fact, state seceding from the feds, local seceding from the state, and individuals seceding from the local.
A man after my own heart.
And that was something that I got into before I ever heard anything about the tax thing.
Oh.
And the sort of going up against the IRS got more people paying attention to what I was doing. But I was already of that persuasion before then. But
excellent.
Since then, it's gotten more attention to my email list that I write things for, and the two books I have that aren't about taxes, How to Be a Successful Tyrant, and the novel The Iron Web, which The Iron Web was written mostly while I was in prison. So I did
nothing else to do. You
time.
Might as well.
So I wrote two books and one album in there. Two books are out. The album isn't finished yet that the feds aren't going to like. But they gave me free room and board, so I thought I should do something productive. Yeah, and that's the other side is the political or the anti-political themes and writings and activities I do. That really the tax thing wasn't a philosophical thing. It was, I'm looking at your rules and here's what they say.
Yeah. And the thing
at
is,
my
they...
trial.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
The government tried to make it into a philosophical thing, even though the tax thing was never about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting desperate because near the end of the trial they realized, well, we haven't had any evidence that he actually committed a crime. So they went into complete demonization mode and said, he's an anarchist, which, yes, I am. But what is that exactly does that have to do with the charges or what I did? Well, nothing, but it's a scary word, and people are scared of it, and they freak out. So he focused on that and then lied about what I had said and lied about what I believed and a few other things. But that actually pre-existed the whole tax adventure.
Good to know. Mark had a question, and I want to get to these phone calls. I had a lot more I want to ask you, but I want to make sure we get to the calls. Mark, your question was, what would Larkin say to somebody who is, you know, this kind of typical American with their head stuck in the sand, cognitive dissonance firmly running through their mind when they come across some of these ideas that, hey, maybe this government doesn't follow their own rules. Maybe there really isn't freedom of speech. Was that essentially a good recap of what you said, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Larkin, your answer?
Yeah. I remember that question. Thought, ooh, I want to answer that, and then I forgot. The long answer is Kicking the Dragon, which at the moment is out of print because I'm too poor to reprint it. Basically, if you look at what happened to me, and it's not unique, it just happens to be a little encapsulated form all in one place, you realize that the whole charade of due process and the system of justice and the court where you have your day in court to, you know, defend yourself against the government and this neutral referee. My story all by itself exposes that from beginning to end, that is a bunch of bunk. It is a total joke. They're the mafia. They function like the mafia. They think like the mafia. They hire people who think like the mafia. The only difference is they put on a front that there's something legitimate and legal and valid about all of it.
Well, there's no Don in this particular mafia. The Don is the majority of people who went out and voted and then put, you know, their new Don in place. And sometimes the Dons change and sometimes they don't. Incumbents are very difficult to unseat. And you know, but their henchmen stay in place the whole time. It's quite a sophisticated mob operation.
It is. Well,
that
it's
they
a
have.
Mafia that is so successful and so brilliantly pulled the wool over people's eyes that they've actually gotten people to give them their children so the mafia can educate them into believing that they need the mafia.
Right. We have free indoctrination camps. I mean, schools for you to send your kids to.
I want to go to the phones. Let's talk to, I believe, ladies first. Tracy is in Tallahassee listening to WFLA. Tracy, you're on with Larkin Rose.
Hi.
Hey, Tracy.
First of all, I want to praise you, Larkin, for what you've done, the sacrifices you've made for the sake of liberty and the principles thereof. And I was
thank you.
When you said something about the Gestapo, like thing that happened to you, I was just was watching the History Channel this week, and I was just like scared about what I was watching. It was like, wow, this stuff is happening in America today. It was really scary. And
did you have a question for Larkin?
I heard a lady say on the radio last week that her child brought home some materials from school that taught her how to be a good tax-paying government servant citizen, and I thought, wow, it is happening.
It certainly
is. I just wanted to make that known so that other people can pay more attention to what their kids are doing in school.
Thank you, Tracy, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Larkin, thoughts?
It just brought to mind the fact that in Nazi Germany, most of the people were in denial about what was going on, and they didn't believe it when a few fringe wackos were saying, you wouldn't believe what this government is doing to people.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, no, they wouldn't do that. And, yep, we're seeing that here.
It can't happen here. This is America.
Yeah.
I'm sure they said, it can't happen here. This is Germany.
So, what I would suggest to people is to pay attention to people who are formerly of Germany and formerly of Soviet, the Soviet Republic, because when you talk to them, and we've talked to them on this show, they say things that are just chilling. I mean, they say, wow, it's all happening again. I thought I came here to escape this stuff, and here it is again.
Well, they certainly have. It's probably more accurate to use the Soviet analogy because no one is being eradicated due to race.
Well, that didn't happen in the beginning in Nazi Germany either.
Sure, I would be a little worried if I was an illegal alien or a Muslim in this country. But I'm just keeping an eye out, right? And
By the way, there are no such thing as illegal people, Mark. So please don't use that term.
Well, I think that's the term term du jour. That's the one that's used.
Yeah, I don't think you should use it.
Well, thanks, Mom. I'll do what I want.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. And the other one, as far as being a political dissident, it doesn't happen too often that people get locked up here in America for it that I see, but it happens enough.
Larkin, I'm going to bring you back here. Hang on. More with Larkin Rose in a moment. We'll get your calls on the air if you make them at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Man, I want to talk to him about so much. We're going to have him back here at some point because there's just so much to talk about. His experiences in jail, we haven't touched on that yet. Also, he's a free stater. We'll talk about that, too, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We will shift into a normal mode here coming up in hour two, but we're going to continue talking to Larkin Rose, so your calls for Larkin are given priority. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Get together with thousands. Right now there are hundreds here, but soon it'll be thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging into the same place, and that is New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. We made the move back in September of 2006, and it has been amazing, a wonderful experience since we've been here. All kinds of new people are showing up on a weekly basis. Even during the colder months, people are still making the move here to New Hampshire, getting active for freedom. If you've been active in the liberty movement before, you don't know what it's like to be here in New Hampshire. There's nothing else like it anywhere. And Larkin Rose is with us from LarkinRose.com. He is a tax freedom advocate and just an all-around freedom advocate. And great to have you on the show here tonight, Larkin. I appreciate you sticking with us for the whole hour. We still have some people that want to talk to you, and we're going to get back to their calls. But real quick, since I'm talking about the Free State Project, I happen to know that you're a Free Stater yourself and was wondering, how'd you find the Free State Project, and when are you moving?
I don't remember where I first heard of it, but let me say this. The IRS wiped us out pretty bad, made us mortgage our house again to give them lots of money we didn't owe them. The only thing I actually own outright is land in New Hampshire. when I'll be moving there, I don't know. Sooner the better, and I may migrate back and forth from People's Republic of Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. But yeah, that's when I heard about that, I thought, wow, what a cool idea. And I actually think probably the best advertisement for the Free State Project is Clinton followed by Bush followed by Obama.
Yep.
'Cause I can't think of a better set of reasons to run away from the rest of the country and go somewhere where there might actually be other people who like freedom.
Well, I know that you've made a trip up here at least once or twice within the last few years, and so I imagine that during those trips you had an opportunity to meet up with some other Free Staters. Is that the case?
Yep, I've gone to done a couple talks in different places and gone to a couple events that other people were having. And, yeah, it's very interesting to have that many people in one place who like freedom. You don't see that very often, even you know, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of liberty, apparently had died here or moved to New Hampshire or something.
Well, one of your recent videos I was watching over at YouTube on the, I think it's, is it YouTube/LarkinRose?
Yep.
One of the videos that you have there, you were talking about what should be done in order to achieve liberty, and you were encouraging people to not be so cowardly and to stand up and do some civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And I have to say that that's happening here in spades in comparison to anywhere else. This stuff doesn't go on in the liberty movement in general. But here, just as an example, within the last couple months, we had it went on for 2 months straight where people were smoking cannabis in the center of town here in Keene, New Hampshire, and were relatively unmolested. The police came and they arrested a couple people the first weekend, and the second person they arrested, the first time they arrested one guy, like 50 people walked over to the police station, and most of these guys are just regular Keeniacs, not liberty activists, but I guess they are now. They walked over to the police station. They sat down in a circle outside the back of the police station, blocking the access road for the police vehicles, and smoked pot there while they were waiting for their friend to be released. The next day, they arrested the second guy, and another 50 people walked over to the police station. About 40 of them went inside and smoked out in the police station lobby, and the cops didn't even touch them. After that happened, I don't think the cops wanted anybody else smoking out in their lobby. So they never showed up after that until a month later when they had a public event, and then they brought in like 20 cops and had a big crackdown. But besides that, after that point again, they left us alone for another month. So it's just been an absolutely amazing experience so far. And stuff like that just can't happen anywhere else because you just don't have the numbers.
Yeah, and you don't have the mentality. I mean, tomorrow I'm actually giving a talk that's focused around the fact that freedom is always illegal. And if somebody is of the mindset that, well, I'm not going to do whatever I want until the politicians give me their written permission by way of law, well, you're a slave forever then.
Yep.
But most people, that's a really scary, and for me it was a really scary thought for years and years and years.
Sounds scary.
Until I gave up the authority myth. And then it's, well, of course you disobey a bogus law. Even the founders said that, and they weren't all that radical. Well,
absolutely.
They are compared to most people today.
You know, it's
that's why I don't pay taxes.
It's tough for people, but you know, when you take it to the extreme, it gets a little easier to see. Obviously, we celebrate today the Germans and you know people that were brave enough to you know tell the Nazis to go stick it, and they hid Jews in their attics and things like that in Nazi Germany. That was against the law, people, and bad laws need to be broken by good people. Otherwise, you just won't have, freedom dies.
Larkin, I want to get some more of these callers in here. Krista is on the line in Missouri with a question for Larkin Rose. Krista, go ahead.
Hi, Larkin. Thank you guys for taking my call. My question is this. My husband and I have read The Iron Web. Larkin's been putting up with my emails for a couple days now. But I have a problem winning a debate with him, and that is, with the free states, if the whole country decided to turn into a free state, what is to keep other countries from coming in?
Good question. Thanks for the call, Krista.
300 million people with firearms.
There you go. That's a good short answer.
Actually, there's a great quote. I forget that. It was a Japanese admiral. He was asked, why didn't you ever in World War II consider invading mainland U.S., California? And he said, are you out of your mind? There'd be a gun behind every blade of grass. And
yep.
The founders knew this, and every military commander knows this. If you're fighting a standing army works wonderfully. If you're fighting an armed populace, you're doomed, and it doesn't matter what huge machines you have. If you have 300 million people with 38 specials, you're still doomed.
Let's talk to Dave in Ferndale, listening in California to KGOE. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Larkin Rose.
Hello?
Hey, Dave.
Hello?
You're on the air with Larkin. Question for him?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. As I understand it, what you said, you basically invited the IRS to investigate you, and then you were surprised when they investigated you, and then surprised when you were found guilty by a jury of your peers, which you dismissed as a bunch of dopes. And I just wonder how you reconcile all that, and who's taking care of your family when you're in prison.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
Well, luckily we have enough supporters that they didn't starve to death or go homeless or anything. Yes, I invited them to prosecute me. That's not the same as inviting them to do a surprise armed raid of my house. And it's funny because even in court documents, the government admitted he didn't hide anything about his conduct. And I certainly didn't hide the video, and that's what they came for. So there's a difference between, here's what I'm doing, and I'm going to be completely open about it, which is they admitted I was, and please barge into my house and steal all my stuff. There's kind of a difference there. And the surprise of the conviction was not that big a surprise. I knew it was a long shot, but I had some faith that a jury might do the right thing. And as it happens, there's a lot of people who didn't actually pay attention to the issue until I went to trial and read what happened and then started looking into it because they realized if the government had to cheat that bad, maybe there really is something to this.
Let's talk to Chad in South Carolina listening to WSC. Chad, you're on with Larkin Rose.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really appreciate it.
What's on your mind, Chad?
I have a couple simple questions. I, Brandenburg, my last name is Brandenburg of German. I have a few things. I've been trying to wake Charleston up for about 7 years. And I've got three questions I'd like to run across them real quick and see if you'd want to answer them or not answer them. But my first one will be, do you think the government actually understands that the Declaration of Independence was liberty for all, and that meant all people across the world, not just Americans? The second question would be...
Well, let's take them one at a time. Go ahead, Larkin.
I don't think the government at all cares what the Declaration of Independence was about. I think the founders were a little bit hypocritical back and forth of what it was actually about. I think they mostly meant white guys. But, yes, the principle, of course, applies to everybody, regardless of invisible lines between countries.
Next question, Jen.
I actually believe that our government wants us to be educated about law so you can actually understand your civil rights that you have. For my example would be that the police don't actually have a right to enter your house without that warrant, but they actually think they do. They actually think they can force their way in and discuss anything they want with you without that warrant.
Yeah, the tyrants don't want the general public or their own thugs having any idea what the rules are supposed to be. They want them to think like, they want the people to think like slaves and the law enforcers to think like mercenaries.
Hey, Larkin, you know what? We're running out of time for this hour, and we have not yet run out of calls for you. Do you mind holding over through the news and staying for one more segment?
Sure, I can do that.
All right, great. I'm going to put you on hold. And, Chad, thank you for the call tonight. We've got to take some more calls here for Larkin. 800-259-9231. We've got one more segment with Larkin Rose. We're going to sneak your calls in here. He is a freedom advocate, also tax freedom advocate. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Spent time in federal prison because of his beliefs, and he still has them. In fact, he probably has them even more so now than he has in the past. More coming up here. Hour two is on the way. 800-259-9231. Plus, we'll take your calls about anything coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.